A 14-year-old boy charged with murder and a hate crime in the shooting of a classmate is scheduled to be arraigned this week in Southern California. The victim was openly gay and was reportedly teased by a number of his fellow classmates. The case has drawn nationwide attention and his residents in the seaside town of Oxnard asking, how could this happen? Reporter Gloria Hillard has the story.
The makeshift memorial of candles and stuffed animals that was once near the entrance of E.O. Green Junior High School is now gone. And when school lets out, an energetic parade fills the sidewalk. And as they pass by, you wonder if any of them were in the classroom that day.
A teacher has the weapon.
Okay.
We need an ambulance. The ambulance is on the way.
It was February 12th, just minutes after school had begun, when 14-year-old Brandon McInerney, a tall, athletic boy, pulled out a gun in a packed classroom. He then shot his classmate, 15-year-old Larry King, in the head. Behind the tragedy is the story of two boys, both very different and both with troubled pasts. For the last 4 months of his life, Larry King lived at Casa Pacifica, a home for abused and neglected children.
Did you play baseball last night? Did you win?
Vicki Murphy, director of development here, says the slight, brown-eyed King was a gentle boy who loved to sing and dreamed of being on American Idol. She's leading me down a path of stones in the ground painted by the young residents.
The day that they were painting them, a child had written on theirs. Well, let's see if we can see it. Kill. Kill or die? Maybe die. And so one of the volunteers had taken it to Larry and said, can you fix this? And so he painted over it beautifully with rainbows and flowers.
King painted the stone 3 days before his death. The shooter, Brandon McInerney, has been charged as an adult with first-degree murder and a hate crime. McInerney was a popular boy in school, a surfer, and a member of the Young Marines. Ventura County Senior Deputy Public Defender Willie Quest says Brandon is also a kid from a troubled home.
And we will establish that there was addiction on both the mom and dad, and domestic violence and violence. And we think that had an effect on Brandon.
This case has generated a tremendous volume of very high-pitched emotional reactions on both sides.
Maeve Fox is the senior deputy DA assigned to the case.
People telling us to try him as an adult, people telling us that he shouldn't be tried as an adult.
If tried as an adult, McInerney could face life in prison. If tried as a juvenile, he could be released when he turns 21. The public defender is planning to file a motion to have the case transferred to juvenile court. In the meantime, opinions in this seaside town are still highly charged. Kathy Williams has seen the farmland yield to acres of asphalt, and now this.
Either way, he should be tried. He shouldn't have a gun. And that, you know, and he had a gun. How did he get a gun? Was it from his parents? You don't know. So, I don't know.
In the nearby beach neighborhood of Silver Strand, where Brandon grew up, Linda Norton and Patrice McGarry are packing up their beach chairs at the ocean's edge.
I just look at that could be my kids, and I feel like he is a child, and he made a stupid decision with hormones flowing. I mean, he's not an adult. You cannot try a child as an adult. He did a stupid thing, and I'm not saying it's okay, and I feel so sorry for the other family. Very, very sorry.
Pepe's Taco Stand is a stone's throw from the sand. It's a popular local hangout and a place where these days they eye reporters warily. Surfer Casey Grant says, yeah, he knew Brandon, and like everyone else, he's feeling.
Just sorrow, and nobody wants to see it or talk about it.
But make no mistake, he says, everyone in this town, from the beach to the malls that line the interstate, was touched by the tragedy. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.